Where the story takes place 3,900 years ago, more or less.
所以主要这样的故事呢，发生在3,900年前，或者多或者少。
And Lord, that's a long time ago. Things have changed a lot.
所以这是很久以前，但是呢，很多事情都改变了。
But our hearts haven't changed very much, Lord. And so we believe that you can teach us even from a 3,900-year-old study.
但主啊，我们的内心呢，并没有改变多少，所以呢，我们相信呢，您呢，能够通过3,900多年之前的故事呢，来教导我们，教导我们的内心。
Our prayer is that you will speak to each of our hearts today, confirming your truth to us.
所以我们就说是，祷告是呢，您会对我们每个人的内心讲话，就是让我们的内心得到证实。
And we ask this now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for His glory.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名，并且为了让他得荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I think we got down to verse number 8 last time. We'll start reading verse 8. It says, Now it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw And there he saw Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife.
第八节，创世纪第26章第八节说呢，他在那里住了很久。有一天，腓利斯人的王亚比米勒从窗户往外观看，可见以撒和他的妻子利百加玩耍。Then
Abimelech called Isaac and said, Quite obviously she's your wife, so how could you say she's my sister? And Isaac said to him, Because I said, lest I die on account of her.
第九节说呢，亚比米勒招了以撒来，对他说，你看哪，你实在是，他实在是你的妻子，你怎么说她是你的妹子呢？以撒说，因为我说，恐怕我因她而死。And
Abimelech said, What is this you've done to me? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us.
第十节说，那亚比米勒说，你向我们做的是什么事儿呢？民中险些有人和你的妻躺卧，把我陷在罪里。So
Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death.
第十一节说，于是亚比米勒吩咐他所有的百姓说，凡碰这个人或是他妻子的，定要把他治死。So
what's wrong with that story?
这故事有什么不对的呢？
Well, the first thing that's wrong with that story is that Isaac should never have said that his wife was his sister.
所以这个里面呢，不对的第一件事情呢，就是说是以撒呢，就永远不该说呢，就是说那个利百加是他的妹子，而不是他的妻子。Okay,
the teaching of the Bible is simple. Don't tell a lie.
你圣经的教导非常简单，不要说谎。
What else is wrong with this story?
在这里其他的什么不对的呢?
Well, Abimelech says, you know, somebody might have taken your wife and they might have just taken her and they would have, she would have become their wife and we would have been in trouble because of that. What's wrong with that story?
因为亚比米勒说呢，有些人呢可能就是夺取你的妻子，把她作为他的妻子，那么说呢，我们就会陷在最终。那么这个故事里面有什么错的？
Apparently, the Abimelech and his people didn't really care if the wife said "I do" or not. If you want a wife, you just take her.
这很明显的，亚比米勒和他的那些人民呢，他们根本不关心，如果他要娶妻的话，他不管那个女的说愿意和不愿意，他只是把她抢来就行了。Surely,
if someone wants to have a wife, he says to the woman, "Would you like to be my wife?"
所以呢，非常确定的是，如果有人他想娶妻，他会对那个女的说：“你想成为我的妻子吗？”
But in this land of the Philistines, that isn't the way it happened.
但是这是腓尼斯坦那个土地上呢，他并不是这样的。
In this land, you just take the wife. She doesn't have any rights at all.
所以在他们那片土地上呢，你只是呢，把那个妻子娶过来，你不管呢，她愿不愿意。
Now it's very interesting that if you became a student of world history, you would learn one thing.
你这个非常有意思的，你要去学习世界上历史，你会学会一件事情。
God and the Bible place women on a very, very high pedestal. And the world says they're only women.
因为呢，神和圣经里呢，把女性放在很高的地位。那么这个世界说呢，她们只是些女人。
The world says the man's stronger than the woman, therefore the man gets whatever he wants, and the woman can only say yes.
这世界说呢，那个男人比女人强壮，所以男人呢想要什么就拿什么，那么说女人呢只能说是。
But you remember that? God loves women. Jesus loved women.
因为你要记得这一点，就是神爱女性，那么主耶稣基督爱女性。
And the stories of the Bible place women in very, very high position.
在圣经里的故事呢，把女性放在很高很高的地位。
Their role is different than the role of a man, but their role is very, very high and respected by God.
这个里面呢，他和男人的角色不一样，但是他们的角色呢，确实是非常非常高，神呢尊重他们的位置。
So why did Isaac lie about his wife being his sister?
所以为什么以赛亚撒这个谎，说他的妻子是他的妹妹呢？
Because he was afraid of the wicked Philistines that he lived amongst.
是因为呢，他害怕那些呢，他住在他们中间的那些非利士坦人。
Was he wrong?
他错了吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did he have a reason for doing what he did? Yes.
他有没有理由去做他所做的事情呢？也是。
So remember, just because you have a reason for telling a lie doesn't mean to say you should tell a lie.
你要记住，就是说，如果你有任何理由要说谎，并不意味着你必须撒谎。
So verse 11 says, so Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death."
第十一节说呢，于是亚比米勒吩咐他所有的百姓说，凡碰这个人或者是他妻子的，定要把他治死。
Is that good or bad?
这是好的还是坏的？
Well, that was good.
当然好，好的了。
Bible says you take somebody else's wife, you're worthy of death.
第十一节说呢，如果说你抢了别人妻子，你要你必须要死。
So that was good, but he shouldn't have had to make the law just for Isaac.
这个非常好，但是他并不应该让这条法律仅仅适用于以撒。
Verse 12 says, Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him.
第十二节说，然后以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。
Have you ever put some seed in the ground and it didn't grow? And you said, uh-oh.There's a crop failure.
所以你有没有就是说是把种子撒在地里去，什么也没有长出来？你说哦哦，今年长不出什么了。
100-fold, is that a good return on your agriculture or not?
所以百倍的收成，这在农业上来说是好的还是不好的？
So the interesting line, the Lord Jesus said, he told the story of.People planting, he said, for some people, they got a 30-fold increase. For some people, they got a 60-fold increase. For some people, they got a 100-fold increase.
所以非常有意思的，我们主耶稣基督呢，他说呢，有些种植的人呢，他们得到30倍的回报，有些得到60倍的，有些得到100倍的回报。
Is a 100-fold pretty good?
那么100倍的收成是好的吗？
It was really good.
非常非常好。
What do we know about the country?
我们对那个国家了解多少？
Verse 1 of chapter 26. What's it say?
第26节的第一，第26章第一节说的什么？
There was a famine in the land beside the first famine.
那地有一次饥荒，这是又有饥荒。
At the end of the verse, Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines,In Gerar, because of the famine.
因为在这一节结尾的时候呢，那个以撒呢，因为那个就是饥荒，他到了腓力士人亚米比勒那里。
So in the days of famine, if you sow in the land, What do you expect to get?
在饥荒年，如果你在那个就是耕种地，你希望能有多少回收成吗？
You expect to get a crop failure, don't you?
你就是收不了多少，是不是？
But if everybody else gets a crop failure and you get 100-fold return, is that a good deal or not?
如果呢每一个人呢每一家呢都没有什么收成，那么说那你得到呢100倍的收成，这是好的还是不好的呢？
So verse 13, the man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
第十三节说他就为大，日增月盛，成为极大。
God was with him in the time of famine.
所以呢在那个饥荒年时代呢神与和他同在。
Now let me just remind you what's going on in the land of Israel.
所以呢让我呢提醒一下大家，就是说在以色列这片土地上发生了什么。
My friend went to Israel 2 weeks ago.
我的朋友2个星期之前去了以色列。
It had probably been 35 years, maybe 40 years, since he'd been there.
所以呢就是说呢这大概是35到40年他再次去到那片土地。
He went with Eric Peterson and others,Way back about 40 years ago.
大概是40多年前他和 Eric Peterson 还有其他一些人去过那里。
Just personally, I didn't go.
所以呢因为呢个人的原因我没有去。
And the reason I didn't go was I wasn't invited.
所以我没有去的原因是有没有人邀请我去。
And I was very disappointed that they didn't invite me.
我非常失望他们不请我一起去。
So, but when my friend Vic came back 2 weeks ago, he said to me, Harold, you wouldn't believe that country.
所以呢就是当我的朋友 Vic 2个星期之后回来，他说呢 Harold, 你不能相信那里发生的事。
He says it's high-rise buildings everywhere.
所以到处都是那个高层建筑。
He says the agriculture is absolutely phenomenal.
所以呢他说那个农业基本上呢就是说是不普遍了。
And the Lord today is blessing the people who live in Israel just the same way as they blessed their father Isaac way back 3,900 years ago.
因为就是说是那个就是主那就赐福给现在以色列人，就像在3,900年之前赐给那当地的以色列以撒他们一样。
Why did God bless Isaac?
为什么神要赐福给以撒？
Because God had promised a blessing to his father, and Isaac was a good man.
因为神呢，就是应许呢，要赐福给他的父亲，那么以撒呢，是个好人。
Why did God bless the children of Israel today? Why is he blessing them today, giving them prosperity in that land?
因为为什么呢？就是说是神呢，今天要赐福在以色列那片土地上的人呢，为什么要让他们呢，繁荣昌盛呢？
Because he made promises to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and he promised that he would do it. Not because they are following God today. The Jews don't believe in God properly. They certainly don't believe in Jesus. They're bad people, but God's blessing them because of the promises to the fathers.
因为呢是神呢通过亚伯拉罕通过以撒通过雅各赐福给他们的就是这样的应许。那么尽管呢当今的以色列人呢他们没有恰当的去跟从神他们大多数呢也当然不相信主耶稣，他们是一些坏人，但是呢尽管他们是一些坏人，神仍然赐福给他们。主要是因为呢不是因为他们跟从神，是因为神的应许对亚伯拉罕他的父辈的。
So the Lord now is going to tell us about Isaac, verse 14. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds. He had a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him.
所以第十四节告诉我们，他有羊群、牛群，又有许多仆人，腓力士人就嫉妒他。
So that's very picturesque of the land today, isn't it?
这就是今天的这样的那片土地上的一个非常的准确的画面，是不是呢？
The Israelites are very rich.
当今的以色列人非常的富有。
And the Philistines are impoverished. both in the same country.
所以呢，腓尼斯坦人呢，他们非常的贫穷，他们在通，他们都在一个国家里。
That's amazing.
这是非常神奇的。
Now verse 15. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth.
第十五节说，当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的时候，他父亲的仆人所挖的井。腓力士人全都筛住，填满了土。
If you had your choice, would you like to move in next door to a Philistine?
所以，如果你有选择，你会搬到你的腓力斯坦那个邻居那里去住吗
？If you had a well in the backyard, you wake up in the morning and the well is filled with dirt from your neighbor's yard. He just took his shovel, cleaned out his own yard, threw all the dirt in your well.
所以你住在那里，然后早晨你醒来呢，你后院的那个井呢被土呢全部填满了，因为你的邻居腓力斯坦人呢，他只是拿一个铁锹把他院子的土全部扔到你的后院里去了。
You say, what on earth is the matter with you guys? Why would you do that? You filled in, how many wells did they fill in that his father had dug?
因为这个里面你说你们这些人到底出了什么事吗？到底有什么毛病吗？就是说他们填了多少他的父亲所挖的井呢
？What's the word in verse 15 say？
那么第十五节的这个词是怎么说的
？He filled in all the wells。
他把所有的井都塞住。
All right, now I'm just going to ask you this question. Give me the meaning of one of the names of the devil.
所以呢，就是说，我现在问大家一个问题，给我一就是是魔鬼的他的那个名字的其中的一个意思。
If you had to describe the devil using the Bible's language, what word could you use to describe him?
你要描述那个魔鬼，要用圣经里的语言，那么你会用什么来描述他呢
？Okay, one of them is he's a liar.
其中一个呢，他是个说谎的。
Another is he's a murderer.
第二个呢，他是杀人的。
But another is he is the destroyer.
另外一个呢，他是个毁灭者。
And the Lord comes along and he builds.
那主来了以后呢，他建造。
And the devil comes along and he destroys.
所以呢，魔鬼来了呢，他摧毁。
You don't want the devil as a neighbor. He is a liar. He is a destroyer, and he kills as he goes.
所以这个呢，你不想让魔鬼做你的邻居，因为他是一个就是说谎的，他是一个摧毁者，他是不管到哪里他都杀人。
Okay, and you read the stories of what's going on in Israel today amongst the Palestinians and the Israelis, and you say the Israelis aren't perfect, but the Palestinians they're a bad lot.
因为这个呢，你今天读到呢，在以色列这片土地上的故事呢，你看见以色列人，你就说呢，啊，那以色列人他们并不是很好的人，但是呢，你就如果看他们的邻居巴勒斯坦人，你就觉得呢，巴勒斯坦人要比以色列人坏得多。
Now back to chapter 21.
我们回到第二十一章。
And that's maybe not where I should go.
Yeah, 21
verse 25.
21章第25节。
This is the story of Abraham saying to the Philistines, you've filled in my well. Why would you fill in my well?
这个里面就是亚伯拉罕跟那腓尼斯坦人所说的，说你霸占了我一口井，为什么你要霸占我的井呢？
Verse 26, Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this. You did not tell me, nor had I heard of it till today.
第二十六节说，亚比米勒说，谁做这事儿？我不知道，你也没有告诉我，今日我才听见了。
Okay, so the next verses, we won't take time to read them all. But verse 30 says, he said, that is Abraham said,You will take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, that they may be my witness that I have dug this well.
这个里面呢，我们没有时间把那经文都读一遍。那么第三十节说呢，他说，这是亚伯拉罕说，你要从我手里拿这七只母羊羔，做我挖这口井的见证。
So there was a big issue between Abraham and Abimelech as to wells and who had the rights to the wells.
所以在亚伯拉罕和亚比米勒之间呢，有一个大的问题呢，就是谁呢拥有那些井，谁挖的那些井。
Abimelech said, I didn't know they filled in your well. That's not me.
亚比米勒说的，我不知道谁霸占你的井，那个我跟我没关系。
Verse 31 says, therefore he called that place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath.
第三十一节说，所以他们给那地方起名叫别示巴，因为他们二人在那里起了誓。
Okay, they basically said, I will not fill in your wells.
因为他们基本上说呢，我不会霸占填你的井。
So you go back to chapter 26, verse 15, and it says, now the Philistines had stopped all the wells.
因为你回到第二十六章第十五节说呢，现在呢，腓立比人把所有的井都塞住了。
So would you believe a contract that was signed by Abimelech?
所以呢，你能够相信和亚比米勒就是签的合同吗？
It's very important.
这个非常重要。
You get to believe this.
你必须要相信圣经。
It's signed by God.
这是神呢签的字的。
You can believe any one of the devil's alternatives.
你相信，你不可能相信那个就是魔鬼的任何东西。
And the devil's a destroyer. And he's going to rip up the paper and he's going to defraud you every time.
所以呢，就是那魔鬼呢，他是个摧毁者，摧毁者呢，他呢就会撕毁所有的合同，他会欺骗你在所有的时候。
So verse 16, Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away, for you are much mightier than we."
第十六节是亚比米勒的以撒说：“你离开我们吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。”
Abimelech says, "I know how to solve our problems. Why don't you get out of here? You go away."
所以呢，亚比米勒说呢，我不知道怎么解决这个问题。那么说呢，为什么你不离开呢？你离开我们走吧。
To whom was this land promised?
所以这一片土地是应许给谁的
？It was promised to Isaac.
所以呢，就是应许给以撒的。
The Philistine says, "We don't want you around."
所以腓利斯坦人说呢，我不想要你在这里。
You go away. Was it their land?
你离开，这是他们的土地吗？
The question often is raised, where did the Philistines come from?
通常呢有这样的问题，就是这些腓利斯坦人，他们是从哪里来的？
And the Bible tells us that they were originally in the land of Egypt.
所以圣经告诉我们，他们起初呢是住在埃及的。
And they came up by ship, and they went up to Israel, and they got off the ship, and they stayed in that country.
所以他们来到那个，通过坐船来到以色列。他们到了以色列以后呢，就是说是坐船到了港口，由他们下来呢，就住在以色列了。
The original owners of that land were the Canaanites.
所以呢，就是最开始用这片土地的是迦南人。
Because of their sin, all that land was given to the Israelites.
所以因为他们的罪，这些土地呢都被赐给了以色列人。
The Philistines said, "We're going in there ourselves."
所以腓利斯坦人说呢，我们自己去占领。
And so they went in, and they took part of the land. Canaanites, I'm not sure where it happened. They probably just moved them over. But the land was originally Canaanite, and it became given to the Israelites, and the Canaanites were in there just as they are today, as squatters.
所以呢，就是那个他们呢，就是指自己呢，去到了那片土地，他们占了一部分。我不知道对迦南人发生了什么，反正这片土地呢，刚开始是给迦南人的，然后赐给了以色列人，然后呢，他们来了以后，腓利斯坦人呢，以后呢，他们有可能把迦南人赶走了，他们就在那里占领了。他们今天呢，在那片土地上呢，他们被称之为霸占者。
So what would you have done if you were Isaac?
如果你是以撒，你会做什么呢？
Well, he might have said, listen, I can get a bigger army than you can. I'm not going to leave.
所以呢，你又给他有可能就是说呢，我可以有一支比你的军队更强大的军队，我不想离开这片土地。
And so, what did Isaac do? Verse 17.
那么第十七节，以撒做了什么？
Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
第十七节说，以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷，住在那里。
Okay, that's the end of that story.
这就是这个故事的结尾。
Isaac did exactly what the Philistines wanted him to do.
那以撒呢做呢，腓利斯人要他做的事情，恰恰是那样。
And he moved away.
让他搬走了。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by their names which his father had called them.
第十八节说呢，当他父亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因腓尼斯等人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，仍照他父亲所叫的那些井的名字。
Also, verse 19, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there.
第十九节说，那以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water's ours." So he called the name of that well Esek, because they quarreled with him.
第二节说呢，基拉尔的牧人与以撒的牧人相争，说呢，这水是我们的。以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟，因为他们和他相争。
I thought that was the end of the problem.
我认为这就是问题的结尾。
Verse 21, then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also, so he called its name Sitna.
第二十一节说呢，以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，他们又为这井相争，因此以撒给这井起名叫希提拿。
What's the word Esek mean?
希提拿呢，这个词是什么意思？
It means strife, contention, fighting.
那个呢，就是说是那个争斗，就是紧张，大家呢打仗。
What's the word Sitna mean?
那么埃瑟什么意思呢？
It means hatred.
这就是恨。
This really isn't a terribly pleasant place to live.
现在那个地方呢，不是一个很好的住的地方。
Verse 22, and he moved from there and dug another well. So they did not quarrel over it, so he called its name Rehoboth. Because he said, therefore now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
第二十二节说，以撒离开那里又挖了一口井，他们不为这井相争了，他就给那井起名叫利和百俄。他说呢，耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地生养众多。
So he called the name of that well Rehoboth. What's that mean?
那么那个井叫利和伯是什么意思呢？
And it means rest or spacious. There's finally, sorry, room or spacious. There's enough room for us now. And so he said, I'm going to call the well that. There's room. We dug this well. They didn't even bother fighting over this one.
那个意思呢，就是说那里有很多的空间，有很多宽阔的地方，所以那个地呢就叫宽阔。他说呢，我们在这个地方呢，就是说这个地呢地大太宽阔了，他们甚至呢都不想跟我们争了，我们就在这里住了。
And verse 23, then he went up from there to Beersheba. The word Beersheba means the well of the oath. He had a well there too.
所以第二十三节说呢，以撒从那里上别示巴去了。别示巴的意思呢，为那个井所起的誓，他们也去到那里了。
Now there's a parallel here for us.
所以这里呢有个就是平行的关系，对我们来说。
You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and people are not going to like it. Some people are going to fight you.
所以你相信了主耶稣基督作为你的救主以后呢，有些人呢他们不会喜欢，他们会和你作对。
And they're going to say you're wrong.
他们会说你错了。
And they're going to have a hard time proving it.
所以他们很难证明你错了。
But they'll just go around filling up all the wells that you dig.
他们呢就会到处去呢填满你所挖的井。
And you do something good, and they will do something bad.
你做点好事，他们就会干点坏事。
And you say, well, you really shouldn't do that. And so they say, okay, I won't do that. And then they do it again.
所以你跟他们说呢，你不应该那么做。他们说呢，好吧，我不做了。然后呢，他们又做了。
And you can do one of two things.
你可以做一到两件事。
You can fight them.
你可以跟他们争斗。
Or you can keep on doing good things. You keep on digging wells. You keep on serving the Lord Jesus. And sooner or later, they're going to stop fighting that.
因为就你会一直呢去做好事，你会呢一直去挖井，你会一直为主耶稣基督去做事，最终呢他们就不会跟你争竞了。
I probably told you the story before, but I'll tell you again because it rings true in my heart.
因为就是说我有可能以前跟大家讲过这个故事，但是呢不管怎么说我还是要讲，因为从我内心来说呢是一个新故事。
When I was a boy, I read the story, I heard the story about Joshua.
所以当我还是个小男孩的时候，我听到约书亚的故事。
And the battle of Jericho.
所以呢在那个耶利哥的战争。
And I read and heard the story that,The armies of Joshua marched around and around the city of Jericho, and then they blew the trumpet, and the walls came down.
因为我听到这个故事呢，是约书亚和他的军队呢，他们围着那个就是耶利哥城呢，就是说是转呢转呢，这最后他们吹响了号角，整个城墙坍塌了。
And the armies of Israel simply ran over the wall into the city and conquered the city of Jericho.
所以当时以色列人他们只是简单的就是越过了那些坍塌的城墙，就征服了耶利哥。
And I thought that's a pretty good story.
我说这个是个很好的故事。
And then when I went to Israel, and I'm not sure what year it was, probably 1972. That's a long time ago.
所以然后呢，我就去到以色列。以色列呢，我不知道是哪一年，有可能是1972年，因为这是很久以前的事儿。
And I went to the city of Jericho.
我去到耶利哥城。
And there was a tour guide there who told us the story of the Battle of Jericho.
所以那里有个导游，那个导游呢告诉了我们关于那个耶利哥这场战斗。
And the tour guide said, we've done some archaeological excavations in Jericho, and we can now tell you that the story in the Bible is wrong.
所以说呢，我们也呢做了一些研究呢，看了一些这故事，就是根据逻辑来讲呢，圣经里讲的耶利哥的故事是错的。
And they said, that might be a nice story, but that's not what happened.
那这个故事呢听起来很不错，但是呢有可能并没有发生过。
And so I was very disappointed.
所以我当时非常的失望。
And I came back.For years, I couldn't understand that.
因为回来以后呢，多少年我都理解不了这一点。
And then one day, I read a report in the Vancouver Sun.
所以有一天呢，我在那个温哥华太阳报上读到了一篇报道。
And it said, we now can tell you that Christine Kenyon has died.
因为我然后呢可以告诉你们那个一个叫基督徒的那个些东西已经死了。
And Christine Kenyon was the lead archaeologist in the study of the city of Jericho.
所以呢基督徒的那些什么就是说他们在研究那个耶利哥城的那个故事。
And she proved to everybody that the fact is the walls of Jericho did not come down because her archaeology had shown that the walls of Jericho had not come down.
他刚才讲那个叫 Christine Kenyon 的是那个人，他说他死了，他现在呢，他当时的研究成果了，就是说是因为那个耶利哥城墙并没有倒过。
But after she died.Her students went back and rechecked the work, and they confirmed Christine Kenyon had lied.
所以呢，这个人的名字刚才我翻错了，他叫 Christine Kenyon， 就是他死了以后，他的学生呢回去研究，发现呢这个叫 Christine Kenyon 的人呢撒了谎。
She didn't believe God. She didn't believe the Bible, and so she said the walls of Jericho did not come down.
因为他不相信神，他不学习圣经，所以呢，他撒谎说那个耶利哥城墙并没有倒过。
But her notes proved that the walls of Jericho had come down, just as the Bible said.
但是呢，他所做的笔记呢，说明呢，就是说是那个耶利哥的城墙确实就倒了，就像圣经说的一样。
And I said, you know, that makes it kind of difficult. What can you believe? Do you believe, what they say, or do you believe what God says?
现在就是说，我说这个非常的有意思的。你是相信他们说的呢，还相信神说的呢？
And so you learn to believe what God says.
所以你学会了要相信神所说的。
Because you'll find that there's a lot of people out there just like Abimelech the Philistine.
现在就是说是你会发现在外面很多人呢，他们就像那个亚比米勒和腓力斯坦人一样。
And they will run around trying to fill in your wells and say, you can't believe God, can't believe that. This is what we know now.
他们就到处去填你挖的井，说呢，你不能相信神，你不能相信你所读的东西。
And then you find out that they've been lying all along.
所以你会发现呢，他们都一直在撒谎。
I think it's amazing. Wonderful truths have come to light in the last year or two.
因为就是说是啊，我发现这个非常神奇，就是说是啊，就是在过去的一两年，一些奇妙的真理呢已经出现了。
So, a few years ago, we were taught on the basis of what Stephen Hawking had told us that the universe began with the Big Bang.
所以呢，就是说是几年前那个我们被告知，就是那个霍金他说呢，就是说是整个的宇宙呢，只是一个大爆炸产生的。
I thought it was rather foolish because the Big Bang theory simply says once there was nothing and then nothing exploded and now there's everything.
所以呢，我认为那个是非常愚蠢的，就是说从前呢，那里什么都没有，然后那个什么都没有呢，爆炸了，爆炸的是也是什么都没有，爆炸了，爆炸了以后呢，然后就有了一切。
And I thought to myself, you don't have to be a scientist to figure that out.
我对自己说呢，你不用是个科学家就能想得出来。
But now, what's happened in the last couple of years is they keep on finding things that happened before the Big Bang.
然后呢，在过去几年发生什么呢？他们已经发现了，在所谓的大爆炸之前就有东西了。
And the articles that I've been seeing recently simply say that they have discovered galaxies that existed before the Big Bang.
因为在我所读的那些文章里呢，他讲到的是他们已经发现了那个星系在那个大爆炸之前。
And I say to myself, duh, there's something wrong with that.
我就自己说 duh, 肯定有什么不对了。
Okay. Now, the Philistines, their job is to run around and fill in your wells.
所以腓力斯坦的人呢，他的工作呢，就是说到处去填你挖的井。
And they will do everything they can to prove that you're wrong and to prove that your dependence on the Bible is wrong.
他们会做所有事情来证明呢你是错的。如果你完全依靠圣经呢，你就是错的。
And so what are you going to do?
那你应该怎么做？
Keep on digging wells.
你要一直去挖井。
Keep going back to your Bible.
所以回到你读你的圣经。
Keep learning what it says.
就是一直学习圣经所说的。
And some people will run along trying to prove that you're wrong, and for a while they may even look like they're succeeding.
因为就是说是啊，有些人呢，就是说一直呢到处来，这来证明你做的是错的。那么有可能在某些时候呢，他们会成功的。
Isaac said, "I'm not going to run away. I have been promised this land. I am going to keep digging those wells." And he did, and he prospered, and he prospered far more than the critics against him prospered.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是以撒呢，他并没有离开，因为他是留在这片应许给他的土地上呢，他就一直的到处挖井，挖了他成功，挖了他又繁荣，他成功以后呢，他比那些呢，就是说是批评挑剔他的那些人更加的成功。
So I'll repeat the story that I've told you before about the man who used to preach at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
因为我一直跟你们大姐讲这样一个故事，就是说是有一个人，他从前在我们第十六届福音教会讲道。
He was a brilliant man.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
He was related to a man by the name of Rolls, who was the founder of the company called the Rolls-Royce Company.
因为他呢，其实跟那个就是罗尔斯罗伊斯那个家族，他们呢就是说是有那个亲戚关系。那个他们现在就是建造那个罗尔斯罗伊斯那个车的那一家。
I've often thought if I were related to the man who built the Rolls-Royce company, I might have a nicer car.
所以我就自己说呢，如果我认识或者说呢就是罗尔斯罗伊斯那个车厂的那些人呢，我可能有一辆很漂亮的车。
He said, when I was a young man, I made a list of all the mistakes in the Bible.
所以呢他说呢，当我还是个年轻人的时候呢，我把圣经里所有的错误都列出来了。
A list of all of them that I could find.
我列出所有我能找到的错误。
And then he said, by the time I got to middle age, I'd cross them all off.There weren't mistakes at all.
当我到了中年的时候呢，我就把这些所有的这些错误都划掉了，我发现一个错误都没有。
And so Isaac said, "You're not going to fill my wells in. I'm going to go dig them again."
以撒说呢，你填不满我的井的，我会继续去挖的。
So he ended up a lot of respect for this man, Isaac.
所以我们会对这个叫以撒的人呢，非常的尊重。读了这一切以后。
All right, so verse 24.
24节
And the Lord appeared to Isaac the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake.
当夜耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。
So here's Abraham. No, here's Isaac in the middle.
所以这里是以撒，他在中间。
On the one side are all the Philistines against him.
所以在另一边呢，所有的腓利斯坦人都敌对他。
And the other side, God is for him.
所以在另一边呢，神呢支持他。
So whose side are you going to turn to?
所以呢，你要转向哪一边呢？
You say, Lord, I'm going to go on your side. The Philistines, they're going to fight me, but I'm going to go on your side. Lord says, listen, I'm with you, Isaac. I'll help you. Don't worry.
所以你说呢，我要站在主这一边，主这一边呢，那么说呢，如果你站在主这一边呢，那么所有的腓利斯坦人呢，都会以你为敌，与你作对。那个以撒说呢，主帮助我，那么主跟以撒说呢，就是不管怎么样，你别害怕，我会帮助你的。
And so, verse 25, it's, so Isaac built an altar there.
第二十五节说，以撒就在那里筑了一座坛。
He met all the Philistines, he dug all the wells, and then he met the Lord, and he says, Lord, I'm going to go with you, and he built an altar to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
所以呢，他当时呢，在那个以色，在那个腓利斯坦人中间，腓利斯坦人中间呢，他呢就是到处去挖井，到挖井了以后呢，他在那里碰到了主，碰到主以后呢，他就在那里就是筑了一座坛。所以呢，他说他要跟从主那个赞美主。
So verse 25, so Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
第二十五节说呢，以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
Jesus said to her, "If you drink the water that I will give you." You will never thirst.
所以主耶稣基督对那个妇人说呢，如果你喝了我给你的水，你永远不会渴。
Isaac said, I'm going for water. You Philistines can fill in whatever you want. I'm going to keep on getting water from the Lord.
因为以撒说呢，我要继续去寻求水，你们腓利斯坦人不管填满我多少个井，我要一起去寻求主。
Verse 26, then Abimelech came to him from Gerar.With Azusa, one of his friends, and Phicol, the commander of his army.
第二十六节说呢，亚比米勒同他的朋友亚户撒和他的军长菲格从基拉尔来见以撒。
And Isaac said to him, "Why have you come to me, since you hate me?" and have sent me away from you.
第二节节, 以撒对他们说, 你们既然恨我, 打发我, 你看,
They sent him away, he went away.
所以他们让他离开, 他离开了,
and then they come after him.
然后呢,
Verse 28, they say, We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, Let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you.
第二个第二十八节说,他们说呢,我们明明地看见耶和华与你同在,便说不如我们之间彼此起誓,彼此立约。
What happened to all the other agreements they signed?
他们签的其他的合同出了什么问题?
Did they live up to them?
他们守了合同吗?
So he's coming back and said, now let's have another agreement.
所以他们回来说,我们再签个合同。
Do you remember what happened a few weeks ago?
你记不记得几个星期之前发生了什么呢?
Mr. Trump got a signed agreement between the Jews and the Palestinians.
所以呢,川普先生让那个以色列人和巴勒斯坦人签了一个和平协议。
The whole world rejoiced.
整个世界欢欣喜乐。
They said, Mr. Trump, we're going to give you the Nobel Peace Prize.
他们说呢,川普先生,我们要颁你一个诺贝尔和平奖。
They said, we're going to return all the corpses of the palace, of the, what's the word, hostages that we took. We're going to return them all to you. Everybody said, marvelous, wonderful. Make them, give them the peace prize.
因为他们说呢,就是当时的巴勒斯坦人说呢,我们把所有的那些人质,还有他们那些死了的人质的尸体呢,都归还给你们。但是呢,所有的世界呢,上的人都欢欣喜乐说,哦,我们要给川普一个诺贝尔和平奖。
Have they returned them?
他们归还了吗?
A few.
就是一点点。Why
didn't they return the others?
他们为什么把剩下都归还呢?
We can't find them.
他们找不到了。
Can't find them.
他们找不到。
How could you lose a human body?
你怎么样失去一个人的身体?
The whole thing's absolutely phony.
所以呢,这所有的整个事情都是绝对的一个虚假的东西。
Can you believe everybody?
你能相信每一个人吗?
Can I tell you one other story?
我可不可以给大家再讲一个故事呢?
We had a problem with somebody called the BC government. You ever heard of the BC government?
我们呢有跟那个BC省政府呢有一个麻烦，你们有没有听说过BC省政府呢？
So we said, there's a problem with you guys. And they said, no, there's no problem.
我就说呢,我们之间呢就是有问题了,那个有一个人说呢,没有任何的问题啊。
We said, there is a problem. It's a big problem. And the problem is this, that you are demanding we do this and this and this, and you've got no authority for it. So we said, to prove that, we're going to give you $250,000 to get out of that contract.
所以呢,就是说呢,他说呢,就是说是,我们之间出现一个问题,你知道问题什么呢?你告诉我们,就是说是,做这做那,做这做那,但是其实你们根本没有权利让我们做这,所以呢,我要给你们25万块钱,让把这些所有的这些东西呢,都解决。
Have you ever seen a check for $250,000?
你们见过一个25万块钱的支票呢?
So anyway, we gave him that check.
所以呢,我们就把那个给他们了。
And they didn't do anything with it.
他们就没有拿这个钱做任何的事情。
So we actually went to a judge. And we said, Mr. Judge, can you please tell us what we should do? Should we do this or that? And the judge said, you are right. You give them the $250,000.
所以呢,就是说我们就去找那个法官,叫法官说,法官,你能不能告诉我们,就是说是我们能不能做这做那呢?他就说呢,你们给他25万支票是对的。
So the judge went to them and basically said, cash that check. The other people have done right. You've done wrong. Government, cash that check.
所以法官基本上就找到那个政府,他们说呢,你把那个25万的支票兑现,那别人做对了,你们做错了。
Do you know what the government said?
你认为你觉得那个政府说的什么吗?
He said, we're awfully sorry. We can't find the check.
他说我们非常的那个抱歉，那个支票我们找不着了。
I think we sent them another and they lost that too.
所以呢，然后呢，我们又给他们写了一张，他们也就是找不着了。
Okay, that's the government of British Columbia. That's a true story.
这就是我们 BC 省的政府，这是个真实的故事。
Okay, and these people keep on saying we'll have another contract, another contract, another contract.
这些人呢就一直说，那我们再签个合约，我们再签个合约，再签个合约。
There's only one contract you can have any confidence in, and it's this contract.
所以唯一的你能够有那个信心的，比其他任何东西都有信心的，可以有信心的，就是这一本合约，就是圣经。
So I guess we're back at verse 29, aren't we?
又回到第29节，是不是了 ？Yeah.
Verse 28 says, let us make a covenant with you. Verse 29, that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord.
第28节说呢，我们彼此立约。第29节说呢，是你不害怕我们，正如我们从未碰过你一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安的走。你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。
Okay, first clause. Make a covenant with us that you will do us no harm.
所以第一个句说呢，彼此立约使你不害我们。
Did they need a contract for that?
他们需要这样的合同吗？
Had he ever done any of them any harm?
所以呢，他有没有害过他们呢？
You don't need a contract for that.
你不需要这样的一个合同。
The next clause is very simple. Since we have not touched you,And since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace.
所以下一句呢就是这样的，正如我们从未碰过你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安的走，这是真的吗？
How many wells did they filled in?
他们填了他多少井？
Well, that doesn't matter.
这个并不重要。
What are they signing another contract for?
那么你签下一个合约什么意思呢？
Verse 30. So.Abraham made a feast for them, and they ate and drank.
所以第三节说，以撒就为他们摆设宴席，他们便吃了喝了。
I said, Abraham, it's really Isaac, isn't it?
所以呢，他说亚伯拉罕其实是以撒，是不是了
？Was Isaac a gracious man?
所以以撒是一个有恩典的人吗
？Yes.
是的。
Was he kind, considerate, helpful?
他是不是那个讲道理非常的友好，就是有帮助呢
？Yes，
是的。
Do you think he believed Abimelech？
你认为他相信亚比米勒吗
？No，
不相信。
But he was gracious. Was the Lord Jesus Christ gracious when he was on the earth？
但是呢，他是有恩典的。当主耶稣在地球上的时候，他是蛮有恩典的吗？
How many people did he punch in the nose?
他打了多少人的鼻子
？Okay, he didn't do that.
他从来没打过任何人的鼻子。
They did all kinds of things against him.
他们做了很多事情跟他作对。
They tried to kill him long before he went to the cross.
所以说他上十字架很久之前，他们就想杀了他。
They said terrible things against him.
他们说了他很多的坏话。
But he was only kind and helpful and considerate.
所以呢，他只是非常的慈爱友好，并且讲道理有帮助。
Verse 31, then they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace.
第三节说，他们清早起来，彼此起誓，以撒送他们走，他们就平平安的离开他走了。
Was that gracious of Isaac?
这在、
yeah.
以撒是不是也蛮有恩典的呢？是。
Sure.
非常确定。
I think...Others of us would have done something different. Very gracious man.
所以我认为其他的人呢就会做一些不同的事情。他是一个非常的有恩慈的人。
What happened after that?
在这之后发生了什么呢？
Verse 32.
第32节。
It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came.And told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, We have found water.
第三十节是那一天是同一天，以撒的仆人乃将挖井的事告诉他说：“我们找到水了。”
If you do good things to bad people, what's the Lord often do?
因为如果你对坏人呢做好事，那么主呢通常会怎么对你呢？
He often does good things to you.
通常呢也会在你身上行美事。
Don't be terribly alarmed when people do bad things to you.
你不要太紧张，如果人家给你做那个就是说是对你做了坏事的话。
Keep praying.
要一直祷告。
Keep digging your wells.
要一直挖你的井。
Keep trusting in the Lord.
要一直相信主。
What's he going to do?
他会怎么做？
He'll do something that'll be good, and you'll say, thank you, Lord.
他会在你身上行美事，你说感谢主。
So he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is called Beersheba.
因为呢，他就给那井起名叫示巴，因此那城叫做别示巴，直到今日。
What's Sheba? What's that mean?
示巴什么意思？
Oath.
是启示。
Contract.
启示合同。
Beersheba, the well of the oath of the contract.
别示巴呢是起过誓的井。
He made an oath with them in the morning, and God returned the blessing to him with a well in the afternoon, and he said, hallelujah, I'm going to call this the well of the oath.
因为他们早晨呢就是立了一个约，定了个合同以后呢，下午呢神就让他们挖到一颗井，找到了水。他们说呢，感谢主，我们要把这个地方呢起名叫启示的井。
Was it a big deal well?
这个井呢是一个大事吗？
Yeah.
当然是喽。
If you were to go to Israel today, you would like to go, wouldn't you, to Beersheba to see where this all happened? The city's still there.
如果今天你去以色列呢，你肯定想去那个叫别示巴的那个城市，去发现这些所有发生过的事情，那个城市今天仍然在那里。
I think the Palestinians have taken it over again.
我认为那个巴勒斯坦人呢已经占领了他们。
But it's still there. I think the well is probably still there too.
因为当然他的城市人在那里，我认为那口井仍然在那里。
Remember now, when Eric Peterson went to Israel, he decided he was going to drink the water. Wherever he found the water, he was going to take a drink there.
因为大家记得 ,Eric Peterson 说呢，当他去以色列的时候呢，不管在哪里发现了水，他都要喝一口。
I don't think he ever drank of the well at Beersheba, because I don't think he's ever been to Beersheba.
所以我认为他从来没喝过别示巴的那个示巴井的那个水，因为他从来没去过别示巴。
But if he had gone, I think he would have drunk the well, there, the water there too.
我认为呢，如果他去过，他也会喝那里口井的水。
All right, so that's the story. What's going on in the rest of the world?
因为这就是我们的故事。那么在其他的世界上发生了什么呢？
Had God blessed Isaac?
神有没有赐福给以撒？
Yes.
有。
Had it been a problem?
这里有问题吗？
Yes.
也有。
Had he had disappointments?
他有没有失望过呢？
Yes.
也有。
Running away from famine, running away from the Philistines, trying to get enough water to feed, to give, water for his wife and his cattle.
因为他当时呢在逃离饥荒，逃离那个腓利斯坦人，试图呢找到水来给他的妻子和家人和牲畜喝。
What's the story of his brother?
那么他的哥哥的故事是什么？
Verse 34. When Isaac was 40 years old, Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Basemath,the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah.
第三十四节说，以扫四十岁的时候呢，以扫四十岁的时候娶了赫人比利的女儿尤迪和赫人以巴伦的女儿巴示某为妻，他们常常使以扫和利百加忧伤。
What's wrong with that story?
这故事的有什么不对的地方？
Well, number one,a man should have one wife.
第一个呢，一个人呢只能娶一个妻子。
And he took two wives in the same year.
在同一年呢，娶了两个妻子。
What do you think he said to them?
你认为他对他们说了什么？
I'm not sure what lies he told them, but that doesn't look good to me.
我不确定他跟他们说了撒了撒了什么谎。
How many wives did Isaac have?
所以呢，对他我不知道他在撒撒了什么谎，但是呢，对我那个说的是不是好事？那么以撒呢，娶了几个妻子呢？
He had one. Where did he get it?
他只有一个妻子，他从哪里得到的？
God gave her to him.
所以呢，神把他赐给了他。
In my opinion, if any man ever had the pleasure of saying, I married the right woman, it would have been Isaac.
所以呢，我个人的意见，如果有任何一个人说呢，我娶了一个我正确的妻子，这个人呢，他一定是以撒。
How many prayers were answered when Isaac married Rebecca?
所以呢，以撒呢和娶了利百加以后，有多少那个祷告得到了神的应允呢？
Over and over and over again, the prayers had been answered. I think if I were ever going to get married, and frankly, if I'd had the experiences of Isaac, I would have got married. Imagine all those wonderful answers to prayer.
你这个呢，一个一个的祷告得到了神的应允，我就想象出，如果我能够结婚，我有机会结婚，那么说呢，我像想象以撒那样，就是一个一个的祷告得到应允。
Do you think Esau prayed that he would get a good wife like Isaac got?
你认为呢？以撒。
And the answer is no.
因为以扫有没有祷告过说他能够得到以撒那样的同样好的妻子呢？我认为以扫没有。
Isaac got a wife that the Lord told Abraham to get for him, but Esau got two wives who were exactly the women that Abraham said Isaac must not have those for a wife.
所以呢，以撒得到呢，那就是说是亚伯拉罕，就神跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕要他娶的那样的妻子。那么以扫娶的妻子呢，恰恰是亚伯拉罕说的，你不应该娶的那样的人为妻子的。
What does the word heth mean?
那么这个赫是什么意思？
They were both Hittites. What's the word Hittite mean?
他们都是赫人，那么赫人是什么意思呢？
Anybody remember?
有没有人记得呢？
The word is terror.
那个词是恐怖分子。
So, if you wanted to marry somebody, would you say, this girl, she's the daughter of a terrorist. I think I'll marry her.
所以如果你要娶个妻子，你就是这个人呢，这个人是一个恐怖分子的女儿，我要娶她为妻。
What's worse than marrying one woman who's a terrorist?
那么说呢，就是说是如果说是你娶了超过一个的恐怖分子的女儿，那是不是更糟呢？
Marry two women who are terrorists.
你娶两个恐怖分子的女儿。
What's the matter with you, Esau?
那么以扫，你有什么不对吗？
Verse 35, and they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah.
第三十五节说，他们常使以撒和利百加心里忧伤。
Is that an understatement?
这是一个说法吗？
I think so.
我认为是的。
What happens when parents realize that their children are marrying those who are going to bring them only grief?
所以呢，就是说是那么说，对那些父母来说，他知道他的孩子所要娶的那些人，对他们所带来的只有忧伤了。
All right, so that's what little we know about Esau. He's decided that he's going to marry these two women, and they were a grief to him. I imagine that as soon as they got married, there was big problems. Probably they saw huge problems even before the marriage.
这个里面呢，就是这是我们所知道的关于以扫的，就是说他的那个问题和他的故事，就是说呢，这是两个女人会给他带来那极大的麻烦。那有可能呢，在他娶他们之前，这是麻烦已经存在了，对家庭呢，只能带来忧伤。
All right, now chapter 27.
来看第二十七节，第二十七章。
Now it came to pass when Isaac was old.And his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, My son, and he answered him, Here I am.
这个第一节说呢，以撒年老，眼睛昏暗，不能看见，就叫了他的大儿子以扫来说，我儿，以扫说，看哪，我在这里。
And so verse 2, he said, Behold now, I am old, I do not know the day of my death, therefore...Please, take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die.
第二节说呢，他说了，看到我现在老了，不知道哪一天死，因此现在求你拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎。照我所爱的做成美味拿来给我吃使我的魂在未死之先给你祝福。
So, anything right or wrong with that part of the story?
这一部分的故事有任何的东西对还是不对
Well, the first part of the story that's wrong, he says, I'm old.
所以呢第一个错误呢在这个故事里他说呢我现在老了。
And we find out elsewhere, he was 137 years old at that point.
那个我在其他地方发现呢，我们在其他地方发现他当时呢只有107岁。
And that's old. How long was it afterwards that he died?
那这个已经非常老了。那么在那之后呢，多少年他死了
？And the chroniclers tell us that he died 43 years later.
那就是那个就是时代告诉我们，他就在43年之后才死。
Now you say some, he lived 43 years after he said, I'm old enough to die. I'm sure I'm going to die.
所以呢他呢之后还活了43年他说呢我的脑袋快要死了我相信我现在就要死了。
So you say that there's something wrong there.
你说这里肯定有些事情出了问题。
It's true he was blind.
他呢这个他眼睛看不见是真的。
There's a sense in which he was blind both with his eyes.And with his heart.
怎么意义上的说呢他的心和他的眼呢都瞎了。
So he said, I'm going to write my will, and I'm going to fill out my plans for inheritance. So he said, I would like to do that. You go and give me some good food so that I can bless you.
他说我现在呢就是说是要写遗嘱了我要把那个遗产呢那就分配一下。那么说呢你现在呢就出去给打点东西给我吃。
He's basically saying, I can only bless you if my tummy's full.
他说呢我唯一能够赐福给你的如果我肚子吃饱了。
Now come on, Isaac, you can do better than that.
所以那个以撒你可以比这干的完全干得更好。
Now when I read this, I become very almost surprised, and I say, how could a good man like Isaac do something foolish like this?
所以呢，就是说是我自读的这个故事，我在自己说呢，怎么可能像一个好人，像以撒这样的一个好人做这么愚蠢的事情呢？
Have you ever heard of a good man doing something foolish when he's old?
你们听到有些好人呢当他年老的时候做一些蠢事呢
Okay, now that doesn't scare you the way it scares me.
所以呢那样并没有就是说是像你们吓到你们那样吓到我。
But I'm old.
那我已经老了。
And I say, hang on, Harold. If Isaac could make a terrible mistake when he's old, you could make a terrible mistake when you're old, and you are old.
所以我说等一下 Harold 如果以撒在年老的时候能够去犯那么多错误如果你一老了以后你也会犯很大的错误但是现在你已经老了
So what do I do?
那么我做什么呢
I read this story And I pray and I say, Lord, would you please protect me? I don't want to do something foolish just because I'm old.
因为那时候我读到这个故事后，我就祷告，我说主啊，求您帮助我，帮助我，我不想在我年老的时候，因为我年老了做一些蠢事。
And the other thing about him was he was blind.
因为一事情呢，就是他眼睛昏暗。
And I got a problem because I got two pair of glasses.
因为也,
and I can't really see well with either of them.
因为我有这样的问题，我有两副眼镜。如果那就是说没有这两副眼镜，我基本上看不到任何东西。
So I say, Lord, would you help me, please? I don't want to make a big mistake when I'm old.
所以我就说，那主啊，求您来帮助我，我不想在我老的时候犯一个大错。
Now it's interesting also, we haven't got to the end of the story, but I'm going to tell you the principle anyway.
这个非常有意思，是我们的故事还没结束，但是直到结束以后才有这样的一个规律，但不管怎么说，给大家讲一下这个规律。
Isaac was wise in his treatment of Abimelech, the Philistine.
以撒呢，在对待亚比米勒和非利士坦人的时候呢，他是明智的。
He was foolish in the treatment of his family.
所以他对待他的家人的时候呢，他是愚蠢的。
So I have to say, Lord, I want to make sure that I treat the world right, but I want to treat my family, my personal family, and my assembly family. I want to treat my family right. I don't want to make mistakes in the family.
因为我说主啊，我对这个世界说我做对了。那么说呢，我要对我自己的家人，但在我教会的家人，我要对他们也对的。Now
the Apostle Paul puts it this way. He says, let him who thinks he standeth take heed lest he fall.
所以呢，就是使徒保罗说呢，那个就是让那些站着的人，他们要注意，免得他跌倒了。
And I wonder if Isaac didn't say, you know, everything's fine. 137 years, everything's fine. I'm sure it's going to be okay.
所以我就是觉得奇怪，就是说是以撒呢，他有可能说呢，哦，我现在107岁了，一切都没问题，因此呢，接下来也不会有什么问题。
And so he didn't behave wisely at the end.
所以他在人生的后末期呢，他的并没有就是说是明智的去行动。Now
what immediately precedes this story of Isaac and the blessing for Esau?
所以在这个后面呢，就是接着的这样的一个故事，就是说是以撒呢，他呢，以扫他呢，就是以撒和以扫之后呢。
Esau was 40 years old when he married the two daughters of the Hittites.
所以呢，当时呢，以扫呢，他42岁，当他呢就是娶了两个赫人为妻子的时候。
Don't you think he recognized there was something wrong there?
所以你认为他当时意识到有什么事情不对吗？
It was a grief of heart to him. That's what verse 35 says.
因为他的内心非常忧伤，这就是35节所说的。
But somehow, he was blind to the obvious rules that his son shouldn't marry those women.
因为从某种意义上来说呢，他的眼睛是瞎的，就是因为呢，他根本不去注意那些他的儿子应该娶妇，就是娶妻的那样的原则。Have
you ever heard of anybody saying, I know it's not perfect, but I'm a pretty good man. I'm sure I can get away with it. You couldn't get away with it, but I could get away with it because I...
你有没有听到这有些人说呢？我知道这个不完美，但是呢，就是说我完全可以掌控这一切。你也许掌控不了，但是我可以。I
think Isaac basically said, I don't have to obey all the rules that God has set down.
我认为以撒说呢，我不必遵守所有的就是神呢设立的规则。Remember,
if you think maybe God isn't going to be happy what you're doing, don't do it.
要记住，如果你认为你所做的事情神有可能不高兴的话，你就不要去做。So,
that's the introduction to his story. Let's see what verse 5 says.
因为这就是他的故事的介绍开始。那么我们来看看第五节说的什么。
Now Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it in.
这个里面第五节说，那以撒对他儿子以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来。
So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.
第六节说，那利百加就对他儿子雅各说，看了，我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在我未死之前，在耶和华面前给你祝福。
Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food for them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father that he may eat it and that he may bless you before his death.
第八节说，现在我儿，你要照我吩咐你的，听从我的声音，你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的，给他做成美味，你拿在你父亲那里给他吃，在他未死之前给你祝福。
Does that sound good to you?
这个对你来说听起来好听吗？
Mommy, what on earth are you telling your son to do?
妈妈，你到底在告诉你儿子干什么？
How old was Jacob at this time?
雅各在这个时候是有多大？
He was 40 years old.
当时也是40岁了。
How old was his brother?
他的哥哥多大？
He was 40 years old.
他也是40岁。
These things are all happening at the same time.
这所有事情都是在同时发生的。
Jacob said, Mommy, he said to Rebecca, his mother, Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth man.
所以呢，雅各他呢对他妈妈说，妈咪，就雅各对他母亲说呢，我哥哥以扫浑身是毛，我身上是光滑的。
Is that true?
这个是真的吗？
Yeah, it is true.
是真的。
They were twins.
他们是双胞胎。
But they weren't identical twins.
但是他们是可以分辨的双胞胎。
And one looked one way and the other looked the other way.
一个长得这样，一个长成那样。
And in particular,Esau was a hairy man.
特别的说呢，以扫呢是一个毛多的人。
And Isaac was, Jacob was smooth, amazing, amazing.
所以呢，雅各是个光滑的人，非常神奇，非常神奇。
All right, so verse 12, Jacob says, "Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to him to be a deceiver." And I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing.
接着就是如果我父亲摸着我并把我当成一个骗子，我便给他招来咒诅而不是祝福。
But his mother said, Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get those sheep, those lambs or those kids for me.
第三节说他母亲对他说，我儿。他你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我，听从我的声音，去把羊羔给我拿来。
It's an amazing story.
这是一个非常神奇的故事。
Most unlikely.
就是好像都不会发生的。
40 years old.
40岁。
And this wonderful woman comes up with this terrible idea.
这是一个非常的奇妙的女人带来这么一个可怕的主意。
Isaac wasn't doing what's right, and Rebecca wasn't doing what's right. I sort of wonder, they've been a long way away from the truth of God. You spent a lot of time in the land of the Philistines. I think you're likely to get mixed up in your head.
其实里面呢，就是说是以撒呢，当时呢没有做对事，那么说利百加呢也没做对事，因为任务就是觉得奇怪，他们可能就是离开真理已经很久了。如果说呢，你在腓尼斯坦人中间待的时间长了，你的大脑里肯定也掺杂了很多不好的东西。
What's the Christian supposed to do?
基督徒应该怎么做。
Spend a lot of time with other Christians. If you don't, you'll get messed up in your head.
现在你要和基督徒，其他基督徒长期待在一起，如果你不这么做的话，你的大脑里就会有杂质了。
I told you before the story. I've only got a few stories to tell them all the time.
因为我就跟大家讲一个故事，我只有几个故事，但我一直跟大家讲。
He was raised in a Christian home.
他在一个基督徒家庭长大。
He understood the Bible. He understood the way of salvation.
他能理解圣经，他也理解那救恩的方式。
When he was in his late teens, he decided before he was going to trust the Lord, he was going to make some money.
因为当他十八岁的时候，那他说，那在他信主之前呢，他去赚点钱。
And so instead of trusting the Lord,He said, I'm going to go off and make some money, and then I'll trust the Lord later.
他当时呢并没有去信主，他就出去呢，他说我要去赚点钱，然后我再信主。
So that's what he did.
这就是他所做的。
And probably 40 years later,
大概呢40年之后,
he said, you know, I really should know what the Bible said. I should trust the Lord. I should get saved.
他说呢，你知道吗？我真的知道圣经里是怎么说的。我应该去读圣经，我应该去相信主，应该得救。
So he had a vacation home in Palm Springs.
他在 Palm Springs 里有个度假屋。
And he said, I'm going to take a week off work. I'm going to go down to Palm Springs and take my Bible. And I'm just going to read my Bible for a week and find out what God wants me to do, and then I'm going to do it.
所以他说我要放一个星期假，放一个星期假到那个 Palm Spring 给我的度假屋里去学一个星期的圣经，我要想知道神要告诉我应该去做什么，我就会去做。
And he went to Palm Springs and read his Bible for a week and concluded he couldn't understand anything.
所以呢他然后去到那个 Palm Spring 那个度假屋，在那里呢读了一个星期的圣经，然后呢他得出结论，他理解不了任何圣经所说的。
You could forget a lot if you didn't read your Bible for 40 years, couldn't you?
所以呢，如果你40年不读圣经，你会忘掉很多东西，是不是呢？
I've got to tell you the rest of the story.
那个是你剩下的故事。
The man who pleaded with him when he was 18 or 20,And said to him, trust the Lord as your Savior. You should trust the Lord as your Savior. He said no.
那个人在这个人十八岁时候求他说你应该相信主为你的救主，你应该去信主，他说不。
When the man was in Palm Springs having read his Bible, he said, maybe there's a church I could go to in Palm Springs.
所以他在 Palm Springs 的那读圣经的那个人呢，他说也许在 Palm Springs 这个地方呢，我可以找到一个当地教会。
And he checked around.
他呢查了周围的。
And he found that there was a gospel hall in Palm Springs. And he said, I'm going to go there. Maybe that's the kind of message there was. I was in a gospel hall way back in Canada in my youth.I'm going to go back, see what there's there. So he went along to the church, the gospel hall, on Sunday morning.
他说那个 Palm Springs 那里呢应该有一个教会，就是说我那个就是说应该回去，回到当我在加拿大的时候呢，我知道那里教会，我就去到那个教会，去到那个教会呢，就有一天呢，在星期天早晨呢，他回来了，去到那个教会。
And he walked in, guess who the preacher was?
走进去呢，你猜猜那个讲道的人是谁？
Hector Alves, the same man who had pled with him 40 years earlier to trust the Lord.
Amen.
所以呢 ，Hector Alves 那个同样的一个人，在那个他十八岁的时候呢，求他相信主的那个人。
Only God can do that.
唯一神可以做这样的事情。
The thrilling thing is God does that.
所以让我们惊奇的事情呢，是神做呢。
Isaac and Rebecca going in the wrong direction on this.
以撒和利百加在这个世界上走错了方向。
Esau and Jacob following in ignorance and rebellion themselves.
所以呢就是说是以撒和那个那个利百加他们变得无知了，自己呢就是悖逆了。
And the goodness of God, it's all going to work out well in the end.
所以在结局的时候呢，神的那个良善呢，要把这一切呢，都把它做成。
Don't provoke the Lord. Don't make him jump in and do miracles to save you from your folly. Do what's right.
所以呢，不要去刺激神，不要让神呢，就是说是行一些神迹来让你得救，你要去做正确的事情。
All is gone. Time is gone.
所以呢，都我们时间也过了。
We're in the middle of the story. We'll pick up the rest of the story next time.
现在我们在故事的中间，下个星期呢，我们要把故事呢，要回来继续讲这个故事。
Don't despair. God is gracious.
所以呢，不要绝望，神是蛮有恩典的。
All right. Let's pray.
所以我们来祷告。
Lord, it's true. We often make mistakes.
所以主要这个也是真的，我们通常会犯错。
And often it's because of our own rebellion.
所以通常呢，是我们自己的悖逆。
So we've got two prayers, Lord.
所以主要现在我们有两个祷告。
Prayer number one is, please keep us from doing things that are wrong.
所以第一个祷告是主啊，求您的保守我们，不要去做错事。
And number two, Lord, when we do what's wrong, would you move in and overrule and make things right, even though there may be terrible consequences in the meantime? May it end up right for your glory.
所以第二个呢，主啊，如果我们做错了任何的事情，求您呢，在就是干预这一切进来呢，把这所有的事情呢都颠倒过来。就算我们现在呢可能要承受一些非常可怕的后果，但是呢，最终呢，我们会做正确的事情。
Lord, the fact is, we want to follow you.
所以主啊，事实上呢，是我们要跟从您。
Lord, don't let the devil fill in our wells.
所以主啊，不要让魔鬼呢填满了我们的井。
And when they try, Lord, give us the perseverance to keep on digging.
所以呢，当他们就试炼我们的时候呢，求您呢赐给我们这样的恒心去挖井。
Lord, we've studied the lives of individuals today.
所以呢，主啊，我们今天在学习个人的那个人生的故事。
Where they followed the Lord, we want to be like them.
在他们呢，就是跟从主的那些部分呢，我们要学习他们。
Where they disobeyed, we don't want to be like them.
所以呢，他们悖逆的那一部分呢，我们不想像他们那样。
And so each of us, with our hearts bowed, say, Lord, you take me, preserve me, and use me, I pray.
所以主啊，就是我们每个人都从我们的内心呢发出这样的祷告，所以求您呢保守我们，就是用我们，我们祷告。
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.